what you say?
Anything. See it up there? Look.
Well, I'll be...
Wait.
Yes. Say, that looks like that fella's going to land.
Right, Becky, I believe you're right, Hip.
Yes, sir, he's going to land over there in the field in front of the lumber yard.
Nope, I guess he ain't after all.
Yes, he is, too.
Yeah, there he goes. Right over in front of the lumber yard.
Yes, sir, look at him. See, I'd like to go up one of them there things. Look at him. Yes, sir. He's a-landing. There he is, yes, sir.
He is.
Yes, sir.
He just squatted down on the ground there.
There he is.
Say, he's climbing out.
That's a fact.
He is, ain't he?
Say, why, say, do you know who that is got out of the airplane?
And who is it?
Why, it's sure as shooting. It's, oh, gosh, almighty, it can't be. Yes, it is.
Who?
It's Hector. It is, sure enough.
Shucks. You must be crazy.
What?
That ain't Hector.
It is, I tell you.
What would Hector be doing riding around
one
of them?
Yes, it is. Look at, see, there he comes now. Hey, Hector! Hector! See, he's waving at me.
Well, by the Ginger River.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Hector! Hector! Hey there! Hector! Yeah, sure. Hello.
I'm sorry, what
are
you doing? Yeah, what I tell you,
Nate. Gosh sakes, that was a swell landing, wasn't it?
Land, gosh. Say, I didn't know you could run an airplane, Hector.
Oh, shoot. Shoot, I'm not running it myself.
It ain't.
That's just an aviator I hired to be in the big battle scene we took yesterday. You know, for the moon picture.
Oh, yeah.
But he's going to teach me. He's going to teach me how to run it.
Well, you don't tell me.
Yeah, you'll be breaking your dad darn neck first thing you know.
And say, don't it take a mite of money to hire an airplane?
Oh, I say it does. It takes lots of money. And in that battle scene, we had three of them.
You did?
Yes, sir. And besides that, we had cannons and machine guns and swords and soldiers. Oh, gosh, it was swell.
Well, who's going to pay for all that, Hector?
Why, Miss Beebe will pay for it. It's her moving picture, ain't it? Gee whiz, she ought to be glad to pay for it. Ain't I directing it for nothing? Just so it'll be finished by next week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to have it finished by next week?
Yeah, she's going to have the big opening then?
Yeah, sure I am. Yeah, I've only got two more scenes to take. Just think of that.
Is that a fact?
Yes, and oh, gee willikers, this picture is going to be a pepper, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a big mystery story.
What? Mystery story? I thought you said it was going to be a war story.
Well, you see, I got a swell idea for a mystery story, so I'm going to make it a mystery.
Well, what's your idea about, Hector?
Well, you see, it's like this. There's two fellas called Mr. Shot and Mr. Knot.
Yes.
And, oh, gee, you know, they just hate each other like poison.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Well, one morning, they find Mr. Knot dead. He's been shot.
Shot, huh?
Who'd you say shot?
He said, not shot.
Oh, you mean he wasn't shot?
Certainly shot. Not is shot.
Well, are they both the same feller?
Now, wait, Bib. You're getting all mixed up again.
You see, Mr. Peters, both men started to shoot.
Yes.
But shot was not shot because he shot not.
Now, hold on there, Hector. You mean not was shot before he shot himself?
You're both crazy. How could Knot be shot before he shot himself and afterwards Knot?
But Knot wasn't shot before he was shot. He was always Knot.
No, he was shot. Don't you see? They found Knot dead.
Yes.
And then they knew he was shot.
That's what I say. That's just what I say. He was a dead shot.
You mean he was dead Knot?
I mean shot was shot dead. Knot was not dead. And Knot was...
Wait just a second. I don't think I'll put that in the picture after all. I got a better idea. I think I'll put in a scene and call it a Pilgrim's Progress or The Last of the Mohicans.
Yes, but Hector, you can't do that. You can't use that name. It's been used before.
Well, shoot, that's all right. I'll change it.
What?
Instead of calling it The Pilgrim's Progress or The Last of the Mohicans, I'll change it to The Last of the Mohicans or The Pilgrim's Progress.
Well, yes, but you don't...
Say, before I forget it, what I came up to see you about is, will you work in the scene I'm taking tomorrow? It's the big bullfight scene.
Yes, I reckon we will, Hector.
Well, thanks. Thank you ever so much. You see, I got to be going back to the lot now, but I'll see you tomorrow. So long,
Sally. So long, Hector. Come in again and tell
me. So long, Hector.
Yes. Say, you know, Abe?
Huh?
I'm afeard Hector's just dancing on a cyclone. Yes, sir, just dancing on a cyclone. Spending all that money for battle scenes and things. I don't think Miss Beebe's gonna like it.
Ah, shucks. As far as she gets back, that dad darn airplane will fall, and Hector won't have nothing more to worry about.
The airplane won't fall. What you talking about? Airplanes are safe as baby buggies. And even if it does start to fall, all Hector has to do is put on a parachute.
A pair of what?
Pair of nothings. A parachute. A parachute. That's a big canvas thing like an umbrella. It keeps you from falling. All you have to do is put it on and jump out of the airplane.
Well, what's it fastened to?
It's fastened to you.
Well, what are you fastened to?
You're fastened to the parachute.
You're fastened to the parachute, and the parachute's fastened to you.
Yes, yes.
And that keeps you from falling.
Yes, sir, certainly.
You're getting crazier every day, Jeff.
I ain't crazy at all.
Yeah, and so is Hector. If he keeps on riding around that dad darn contraption.
Oh, don't talk like an old fogey, Eb. People will laugh at you. That's what they'll do. Why, everybody rides around airplanes these days, even little children. Why, I just seen the paper the other day where a little girl flies in Chicago.
Seen what?
A little girl flies in Chicago.
Flies in Chicago?
Yes.
How could you tell whether there was little girl flies or little boy flies?
Oh, I don't mean little girl flies.
Well, then what do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean little girl flies.
See, I told you. You're crazier than a loon.
I ain't at all. Hold on, look. There's Hector starting to take off. Look at there. He's getting in the machine there. Yes, sir. They're going up. There they go. Taking off.
Take off what?
Take off in the airplane. Look. There they go up, see?
Yeah, I think he's flying pretty low. He's flying right over the store.
Yeah.
He's trying to drop something on it.
Yeah, look at he's waving at us. Hey, Hector!
Get away from this store. Get away from over the store.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great thing.
Oh, Mr. Winterbottom. And Mr. Peters.
Oh, howdy, Miss Newbride.
Well, you know that Hector Smith in that airplane?
Yes, we know it.
Yes, he's just here a second ago talking to us. There's something we can do for you, Miss Newbride?
Yes, there is. Would you put one of these posters in your window, Mr. Winterbottom?
What's it for, a circus?
Oh, no. This is a poster advertising the big first night of a moving picture. I'm just taking them around to earn a little kid money.
Well, let's see it, Miss Newbride. Let's take a look at it.
Well, wait until I enroll it.
Quite a large one, ain't it?
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, let's see. Bijou Theater. World premiere performance of Hector Smith's Big Corn Center Glory Review. What? Why, I thought the name of the picture was The Perfect Lover.
Yes, but Harold said... Harold's working for Hector, you know.
Yes.
Harold said that Hector had changed the name.
Say, Zeb, look what else it says.
What?
Story by Hector Smith, directed by Hector Smith.
Well, of all the dead darn nerve. Yes, nerve's the word. Say, wait till Miss Beebe sees this.
Well, will you put it up, Mr. Winterbottom?
Oh, I suppose so, yes. Ain't none of our business what Hector does, I reckon. Here, Eb, you take it and stick it up there.
And how about a ticket to the performance?
What?
Ticket?
Uh-huh.
Ticket, nothing. Me and Zeb's going to be in the picture.
Yeah.
Been free.
Oh, no, you don't. Everyone has to buy tickets, even the stars.
What?
Hector is going to give the proceeds to the Women's Uplift Club for charity. We're going to use the money to save the heathen.
Well, I thought you saved the heathen last year.
Yes.
Well, yes, we did. But that was the heathen in Africa. This time, we're going to save the Eskimos. Mrs. Tinkley was up there last year, and...
What'd you say? Where'd you say she was?
Alaska, and...
Well, don't bother asking on my account.
Oh, no. Alaska, that's where she was. That's where the Eskimos live. And she says... Conditions there are simply terrible.
Is that a fact?
Oh, my. Especially in the winter. Yeah. Why, do you know? What do you think she saw?
What?
People using fish hooks for money.
Fish hooks for money?
Yes. They're so poor they have to use fish hooks for money. And I know you won't believe it, but the night. No. Oh, no, you don't. Everyone has to buy tickets, even the stars.
What?
Hector is going to give the proceeds to the Women's Uplift Club for charity. We're going to use the money to save the heathen.
Well, I thought you saved the heathen last year.
Yes.
Well, yes, we did. But that was the heathen in Africa. This time, we're going to save the Eskimos. Mrs. Tinkley was up there last year, and...
Where did you say she was?
Alaska, and...
Well, don't bother asking on my account.
Oh, no, no. Alaska, that's where she was. That's where the Eskimos live. And she says conditions there are simply terrible.
Is that a fact?
Oh, my. Especially in the winter. Oh. Why, do you know, what do you think she saw?
What?
People using fish hooks for money.
Fish hooks for money?
Yes. They're so poor they have to use fish hooks for money. And I know you won't believe it, but the nights up there are 6 months long.
Mm.
Isn't that just awful?
Mm.
Nights 6 months long.
Yes, and this here fish hooks for money business is pretty bad, too.
Mm-hmm.
An Eskimo woman must have a sort of time of it to get them out of her husband's pocket.
Well, Shep, she's got 6 months to do it in.
Yes,
And Mrs. Pinkley says that all the children have to eat for their breakfast is whale's blubber.
How's that?
Whale's blubber for their breakfast.
Well, I suppose a whale gets hungry for breakfast same as anybody.
Oh, no. Not the whale's breakfast. The children...
What you mean, Jeb, is the children blubber for whales?
No, I don't. I mean their breakfast.
Oh, the children blubber for the whale's breakfast.
No,
the whale blubbers for the children's breakfast.
They
children whale for the breakfast blubber.
No,
the whale's children.
Whale's brother.
Oh, please listen. I have to be going. Do you want to buy tickets to the big first night performance of the moving picture?
Well, it all depends. How much are they?
Well, $2 downstairs, $1 upstairs, and then, of course, you'll want a souvenir program, and that's 25 cents.
Mm, well, I'll tell you, Miss Newbride, me and Abel think it over and let you know later.
Yeah,
that's the
best plan.
All right. I'll stop in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Newbride.
Yeah, fine, Miss Newbride. Drop in again.
Say, Zeb.
What?
What did you say it cost to take in that show?
Why, $2 if you sat downstairs, $1 if you sat upstairs, and 25 cents for the program.
Sure. I guess I'll set on the program.